She's going to buy it on Saturday class, July 20th. We're discussing chapter 47, if you have the book, you can follow along. We're on verse, I think 21. Is it right? Verse 21. And we're going to start with that. This is Malini Chandas, which you understand. Radharani speaking to Bumblebee. Now she, in verse 20, I guess that was the last, that was the end of Chitra Japa. Because from verse, what was it? Verse number 12 until 20, that's 12 until 20, that's nine verses. Radharani was in madness of separation from Krishna, and she spoke the Brahma Gita. It's very short, but it's very profound. So now, each 12 to 20 or 21. Maybe. It says she's speaking to Buddha. Buddha or the beyond, I'm a little confused. Anyway, that's 3:21. Abhivata Madhupuryam Arya Putro, do not stay. Smarti Sapitri Gehan Samya Bandum Sagopan
Smarti Sapitru Gehan Samya Bandum Sagopan
Quachirapi Sakata Na Kinkarinam Grinite
Quachirapi Sakata Na Kinkarinam Grinite
Pujamaguru Sugandam Murdyadas Yet kada nu. Yeah, last four words kind of get lumped together. This mordna, mordna means head. Aguru Sugandham. Bhujam Aguru Sugandham. Mordyad dasyat. The Y and the last word, mord. She joins with Adasyat, Mordyad Dasyat Kadanu. So Radharani said, read your translation.
O Uddhava, it is indeed regrettable that Krishna resides in Mathura. Does he remember his father's household affairs and his friends, the cowherd boys? O great soul, does he ever talk about us, his maidservants? When will he lay on our heads his arguru-centered hand?
Yeah. Let's see what Gita Press says about this verse, what their translation is. Thank you. That's 21? Radharani said, ah, it's my darling. Now at Mathura, has he returned from the house of his guru after completing his studies there? So this means that Krishna went to Mathura when he's 11 years old. And his father, Vasudeva Devaki, when a kid gets, a higher class kid, Brahmin, Vaishya or Kshatriya turns 11 or 12, they have to get trained by a guru and take Upanayanam Samskara. So although when Krishna was living in Vrindavan, he got some mantras from Bhagavari Rishi, and maybe Gargamuni, usually Bhagavari gave him some Narayan mantra that he turned into Rara mantra. He chose to chant Nara, Nara, Narayan, Narayan. That became Nara, became Nara, became Radha. And he trained the parrot to say it, chant it also. So, because some people like to do hearing more than chanting. So Krishna likes hearing Radharani's name more than chanting it. So he chained the parrot. His pet parrot stays in the temple room. So he chanted, chanted the Narayan mantra. So the parrot was saying, Narayana, Narayana. And then Krishna told him, do it fast. So when he did it fast, he came out rah, rah. That's a little Vrishvasi story. So now when you go into chant the mantra, you just hear the parrot going rah, 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 rah. And Mother Shoda said, she would open the door and say, hey, Lala, are you chanting the mantra? Yeah, I'm chanting, the parrot's chanting also. Okay, good, close the door, you know. I could just sit back, rah, 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 rah. So when he got to Mathura, Vasudeva said, you didn't learn anything in Vrindavan. You've been there for 11 years, you can't write your name, you can't read the newspaper, you can't do anything good, except we heard you learn how to play flute. Every kid, every coward boy knows to play the flute. That's no big achievement. And we learned that you have good legs. We heard a lot about you when you were in Vrindavan. You were chasing cows all over the place in the daytime and chasing girls all over the place in the nighttime. So day and night you're running after females. Female cows or female girls. Cows or coward girls. Hey, go or gopis. Okay, that's Govinda, what to do. So now it's time to go to Sanipant, to go to Ujjain for a couple months, go away to private school. You know, so Krishna and Balaram went to private school for 2 months. That's enough. We didn't waste 20 years in school like all those guys, you know. 2 months, okay, good. Enough. But then everything you need to know in 2 months. What do you need to know? Anyway, they already knew how to, they already had the topmost knowledge when they went to school. They knew how to love the gopis. Krishna had his gopis and Radharani had her gopis. So Radharani's asking, has Krishna come back from his gurus, Gurukul, after studying there, completing his study? Does he remember, O gentle Uddhava, his paternal home, his godfather Nanda, and his relations with the other cowards? Does Krishna ever make any references to us, his maidservants? Oh, Krishna, return the brush and place his arm, more fragrant than aloe wood, on her head by way of consolation. So this guy, this Gita Press translation, has Krishna putting the gopis in the headlock. Put an arm on her head. I think it'll be the other way around, actually. Gopis will put their arm around his head, knock him around. Here's Prabhupada's translation, Krishna book. Let me know how Krishna is faring in Mathura. Tell me if he still remembers his foster father Nanda Maharaj, his affectionate mother Yashoda, his coward friends, his poor friends like us, the gopis. I'm sure they must sometimes sing about us. We served him just like maidservants without any payment. Is there any possibility that Krishna will come back and place his arms around us? His limbs are always fragrant with the Aguru's scent. Please put all these inquiries to Krishna. It's amazing how three different devotee authors and translators have three different ideas of the same Sanskrit. Because every Sanskrit word can have 30 meanings. So, meaning according to context, a meaning according to poetry, a meaning according to person, there's so many different ways. Direct meaning, indirect meaning, implied meaning. It's a vast, vast ocean of confusion to understand Sanskrit. Even when you understand it, it's your understanding. There's no such, in Sanskrit or any language, frankly speaking, there's no such thing as absolutely perfect understanding. So that's why we have to say, Bhagavad Gita as it is, according to Srila Prabhupada. Reach in my Ananda's Gita from Hardwar. He's a Jnani, a Waitavad. He has a very popular Bhagavad Gita, but it's his idea, his translation. He's a great scholar also. So it's, as I often say, reality in general, the absolute truth specifically, is totally subjective. How you see it, that's what it is. You see God as Shiva, Shiva is God for you. See God as Durga, Durga is God for you. See God as, you know, Krishna, Krishna is God for you. See God as Ram, Ram is God for you. There's no point in arguing. Just say, Jai Radhe. You're right. You're right. You're 100% right. Well, then why did you join me? No. I'm happy where I am. You stay where you are and be happy. I'll stay where I am and be happy. No problem. So, let's see what else we have here. Gopal Champu, Hugo Swami, let's see if he explains. He has something to say about this. He has a version of Brahma Gita in Gopal Champu. Radharani thought, previously I did not ask what I should have asked the bee. In anger, Radharani said, it is indeed regrettable that Krishna now resides in Mathura. 10:47:21. The meaning of this is, now this is Jiva Goswami's meaning. This is what Radharani is meaning by saying this. O king of the bees, I speak the truth. You are my benefactor, the friend among all friends. I hide no secrets from you. If one considers what is right, Krishna should be my husband. Natural attraction for each other is the standard. Oh, what misfortune. My lover has gone to Mathura and not returned for a long time. Be controlled by the woman. How long did Krishna stay in Mathura? In Mathura. He left Vrindavan when he was 11. How many years did he stay in Mathura? How many times did Jarasandha attack? 17 times. So I asked my Guru Maharaj, because he asked me the same question. So it's from for you know, how many years Krishna lived on the planet?
125.
How old was he according to Mahabharata when he spoke Bhagavad Gita? Bhagavad Gita speaking.
89.
How old was he when he visited Kurukshetra?
55.
He came from Dwarka when he was 55 years old. He went to Kurukshetra for a solar eclipse and met the gopis. And they said, "Well, take this crabby chariot of yours and pull you back to Vrindavan. We're not going to Dwarka." Krishna didn't agree to that idea. So Krishna was 89. So my Gurudev asked me, so I said, well, Jarasandha must have attacked every year. So Krishna was 28 when he left left Mathura. He stayed for 7 years. Because the 17th time that Jarasandha attacked, Krishna transferred Mathura, everybody in it, to Dwarka. 17 times. So I said, 17 years, 11 years is 28 years. Guru said, very smart, but wrong. It's okay. So I said, what happened? He said, Jarasandha attacked twice a year.
Okay. 8.5 years.
Yeah. So he said, well, the answer he said, sometimes Jarasandha attacked twice a year. So Krishna stayed for about 12 years in Mathura. So he was about 24 when he married Rukmini. 24 years old. How old are you when you got married? You were older, I think. Okay, he said some. So Radharani said, asking, oh, he said, my lover has gone to Mathura, has not returned for a long time. So Krishna stayed in Mathura. After leaving, he was 11. He was there for like 12, 13 years. He's being controlled by the Mathura Ramanis. And he's covered over. He's in Maya. Those girls are Maya. But the gopis are not Maya. They're praying for Sanabhai. Think he may not even be there. My heart in doubt has burned to ashes. Understanding from the bee that Krishna is happily living in Mathura, Radharani asked again specifically, does Krishna remember Nanda Maharaj's house and his friends, the gopis? The meaning is this. That's in the verse 21. If in his mind he comes daily to Braj, if he remembers his father, mother, and gopis, and even us, his Smriti should directly appear to his parents and friends at all times. Sprinkle with that pure nectar, we will not die. Sprinkle with that nectar, we will die. What did I say? No, the whole thing. So what the tantra that Radharani is speaking here in Gopal Chapu is that by smaran you can get smriti. There's smriti, vismriti, and sakshat darshan. Smriti and vismriti are both mental experiences in the mind, which seem so real that you can open your eyes and touch it. Sakshat darshan, Krishna gives the eyes. With your open eyes, you can see Krishna, you can touch Krishna, you can kiss Krishna. It's right there, directly. Saksha means directly. So Rabbi is saying, if Krishna's really, if he's remembering us, he's a Mathura. His body is a Mathura. If he's remembering us, his body will be here at Smriti. To Nanda, to Yashoda, to Sridhan, to Subal, and to us Gopis. So that's Tattva. We're doing Smaran. We're doing everyday Smaran. We're trying to meditate on our Siddhaya at Manjari Sru. We're trying to meditate on eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And one fine day we'll have Smriti. We'll see them in our mind. Very profound. Feel almost like we think it's real. And when you think it's so real, we open our eyes and then we realize it's Smriti. Then we look, roll and cry. We lose the Smriti when we open our eyes. We lose the meditation. We're seeing meditation. Well, this is real. This is real. It's beautiful. Oh, where is it? Then you cry. Oh, I saw Krishna. It's so real. I want to see him again. Maybe you see him, maybe you don't. Whole night, maybe not see him. What do you want? That's Smriti. Since the bee seemed to agree with Radharani, Radharani gave him a reservation as, in this verse 21 you can see, does Krishna ever talk about us, his maidservants? Kinkari, see the word Kinkari, line 3, verse 21. Quachit, quachit, sakata. Kata means talk. Griniti means to speak, to relate. Did he ever talk about us Kinkaris? Radharani is the queen of all Braj Mandal, Vrindavaneshwari, and she's saying I'm a slave. Kinkari is a slave. I none of the terms of Kinkaram. Kinkaram is male, Kinkari is female. Oh Nanda Nanda, oh son of Nanda Maharaj, I am your servant. Does he ever talk, ever say any Kinkari Kata? Krishna ever speak any Kinkari Kata Mathura? Talk about us slaves over here. The meaning is this, in a private place, seeing Krishna's form dressed nicely in clothing made by us gopis, sometimes the bee says to Krishna. Sometimes the bee talks to Krishna. Do you not remember those Kinkaris, the gopis? Though you are far away from them, you should go meet with them. Then Rari laments and says, oh, when will Krishna lay his guru-centered hand on our heads? Possessed by the fire of separation, Radharani fainted as soon as she uttered the word arm. Bhujam is translated as hand in this verse, but Bhujam means arm. What is the name for Lord Chaitanya? Arjuna. Mahabhuj, I think. A powerful arm one. Maybe Bhima. Bhima saying. Bhuja means arm. Tri Bhuja, two arm. Now Jiva Goswami describes Radharani's fainting. One could not conclude that it was Radha because of the change of voice, then this figure lives in discoloration. Without doubt, whether Radharani was present in her body or not, since saliva fell all over her body, Radha's body, her actions completely stopped and breathing could not be detected. The meaning is this. Kind of faster if I don't. Desiring to engage Krishna's hand. What is Krishna's hand compared to in this verse? A guru. What do you mean? It smells like a guru? A guru is a type of tree which they make oil from. And the oil is very, very costly. For 10 milliliters, it costs 2 lakhs rupees, or 5 lakhs. It has a very herbal fragrance, it's like an aphrodisiac. It's usually purchased by the Arabs. They buy it from Chandichok in Delhi, because 5 lakhs for 10 milliliters. Maybe 6 or 8 by now. It's very thick, like car oil. It's thick, black, very thick oil. Like when you go to Australia, they leave you have sample to smell. That one they don't leave you sample. They let you smell, open and smell the cap. And I wanted to buy, I had some guy went to buy some for me. That's 15 years ago. You wanted to smell the cap, and now every, you smell it, they take some atoms. So Adams steals some atoms of fragrance. So Krishna, Radharani is remembering the fragrance of Krishna's hand. Well, the meaning is this. This is the meaning of chapter 47, verse 21. Radharani is thinking, desiring to engage Krishna's hand, which is more fragrant than the best Aguru scent. I'm desiring to engage Krishna's hand in serving me. When will Krishna touch my head, making my heart blossom in joy? That's pretty sweet. So what is making Radharani's heart blossom in joy? Or? The Aguru. Is it touch of Krishna's hand, the aphrodisiac, or is the Aguru oil? Or both? A, B, or C? C is both. As you're describing this, that's it. The bee just stroked to Krishna. Oh, Krishna. The bee went back to Mathura and spoke to Krishna. Oh, Krishna, beautiful Radharani has faded away in separation from you. Her soft heart has become cruel. Radharani has given up her shyness. Her sweet smile has disappeared from her face. When Radharani falls into the condition of separation from you, my heart feels great pain thinking of that. This. In the pain of separation, one becomes completely void. There are certainly dissension and obstacles caused by quarreling with you. My mind, thinking of the miserable condition of Radha's mind, becomes bewildered. That's it for Gopalachandra. What about Vishnu's comment? Oh, wait. Let's see what Sridhar Swami Charan has to say. The word bhata, abhibhata, says abhibhata, expresses joy. Sri Aswami said, "Oh, gentle one, it's interesting, the BBT doesn't have anything about this concept of Gurukul." You see the translation? 21. But Gita Press and also and Sri Aswami, they both mention about Gurukul. Interesting. I don't know how they got to that point. Oh, Brahma, he said, "Oh, gentle bee, after returning from Gurukul, is the son of Nandamaharaj Krishna now living in Mother Puri. Does he say anything about us?" That much to be said there. Read Vishnu's commentary.
Radha thought, "Oh, in my madness, I have been talking but did not ask the questions I should have." Thus feeling remorse, Radha reverentially spoke this verse: "Is the noble son of Nanda Maharaj now in Mathura? Just as Krishna left Braja, will he also leave Mathura?" Radha did not ask if Krishna was happy there, but simply asked if he was there. At this time, Srimad Radhika thought, "Since Krishna was once satisfied in Braja, but left for Mathura city, won't he also develop a desire to leave that place and go somewhere else? Mathura is so close to Vrindavan that it's possible Krishna may even come back here. Krishna is the son of a respectable gentleman, Nanda Maharaj. So he must be staying in Mathura because of his sense of obligation to his father, who authorized his going there. On the other hand, while Nanda's whole life is dedicated exclusively to Krishna, Nanda is so innocent that he allowed himself to be tricked by the Yadus who brought Krishna to Mathura. Krishna must be thinking, 'Alas, alas, since even my father could not bring me back to Braja, what can I do to return there?' Thus Krishna must be impatient to come back here, and so he has sent you, a messenger. It is only because Nanda is so innocent that he allowed his son to leave. If Nanda had allowed Krishna's mother, the queen of Braja, to do so, she would have climbed into Akrura's chariot and holding her son by the neck, gone off to Mathura with him, followed by all the gopis. But this was not possible. Ever since Krishna left, Nanda has been stunned by separation from him, and Nanda's treasury rooms, storehouses, kitchens, sleeping quarters, and opulent houses are now vacant, unswept and unclean. They are littered with grass, dust, leaves and cobwebs. Does Krishna ever remember his father's houses? And does he sometimes remember Subala and his other friends who are now lying stunned in other neglected houses? The women in Mathura who now associate with Krishna cannot know how to serve him in the way that pleases him most. When they see he is not satisfied and ask how they can make him happy, does he tell them about us gopis? Krishna must tell them, 'You city ladies cannot please me as much as the gopis of Raja. They are most expert in stringing flower garlands, perfuming their bodies with ointments, playing various rhythms and melodies on stringed instruments, dancing and singing in the rasa performance, displaying their beauty, charm and cleverness, and skillfully playing at questions and answers. They are especially expert in the pastimes of meeting one's lover and in all stages of prema such as sneha, mana and pranaya. Surely Krishna must know this. Therefore he is probably tell the women of Mathura, 'My dear women of Yadu clan, please go back to your families. I no longer desire to associate with you. In fact, I am going back to Braja early morning tomorrow.' When will Krishna speak like this and come back here to place his hand fragrant with aguru on our heads? Then he will console us saying, 'Oh beloveds of my heart, I swear to you that I will never abandon you again and go elsewhere. Indeed, I have not been able to find anyone in all the three worlds with even a trace of your good qualities.' The first line of this verse shows simplicity. The second line shows gravity is not mentioning oneself, in not mentioning oneself. And the third and the fourth line show humility, unsteadiness and eagerness. This verse is an example of Sujalpa, which Rupa Goswami defines. When out of honest sincerity, a lover inquires about Srihari with gravity, humility and unsteadiness and intense eagerness, such speech is known as Sujalpa. There are 10 divisions of divine madness, which are expressed by the 10 types of Chitrajalpa. These 10 types of madness appear in Radha in her manifestation of bewilderment and most excellent part of Mahabhava. Some authorities say that Krishna assumed the form of messenger bee in order to drink the sweetness of Radha's Chitrajalpa.
This chapter goes on quite a long time after this, 65. There's sixty-nine verses in this chapter, but this class is seven Gitas in the Bhagavatam. So how many have we covered so far?
Six.
Tell me what are they?
First we covered
Vairagya
Gita.
Chapter and title.
Chapter
21 Vairagya
Gita.
Chapter
21 Vairagya Gita. Chapter
29.
Thirty-nine.
So what's left?
Mahishi Git.
What chapter is that?
19.
Okay. Now answer this Brahma Git, which has been concluded. Why did Uddhava come to Vrindavan from Mathura? Why did Uddhava come from Mathura to Vrindavan?
To carry the message of Radha and
to give his message, to give the message of Krishna.
To give whose message?
Krishna's message.
Radha.
Uddhava came as a messenger to speak to the Vrishvasis. So that's what's going to happen now. So I'm just going to read the narration. It's called The Narrative of the Bhagavatam. Uddhava offered respect to the gopis. Oh, So Rani asked, what's happening with Krishna, remember us as maidservants. Uddhava tried to pacify the gopis, then he gave the message to Krishna. So what did Krishna tell the gopis? You gopis are successful because you dedicate your minds to God, Vasudeva. Ah, what are you talking about? What's Vishnu's commentary? Read 23.
Uddhava said, indeed, you whose minds are offered in this way to the Lord are certainly successful. Other devotees also offer their minds to the Lord, but we do not see their minds offered in this way.
Okay. The gopis are unique in their intensity of love. Then the standard thing that Krishna tells everybody, he wants to bluff. He wants to bluff someone, he always says 24, what does he say? Read the Sanskrit.
Dana vratata bohoma japa svadhyaya samyamai shreyo birvividaischanai Krishna bhaktir hi sadhyate.
He said, let's just stay on with your Krishna bhakti like this. Follow translation.
Devotional service unto Lord Krishna is attained by charity, strict vows, austerities, five sacrifices, by japa, study of Vedic texts, observance of regulative principles, and indeed by the performance of many other auspicious practices.
Why the gopis say that? Few. Krishna, you know, they say, Rabbi says, you know what Krishna bhakti means? Krishna bhakti means wrapping my arms around your chest and kissing you. What? That's what Shravana Kirtan Mishra said? What's that? And Krishna goes on, you're very fortunate. You have pure devotion to Rudra Soka. You left your houses and homes for to worship a guy named Krishna. Yeah, what do I love? You have shown me great mercy by loving me in separation. Okay. It goes on like that. Gets nowhere. So what does Krishna say in verse 34? Why is Krishna stay away? Why can't we see Krishna? Why is Krishna stay away from our sight?
But the actual reason why I, the beloved object of your sight, have stayed far away from you is that I wanted to intensify your meditation upon me and thus draw your minds closer to me.
The next verse.
When her lover is far away, a woman thinks of him more than when he is present before her.
When Radharani is with Krishna, how many Krishnas does she see?
One.
What's his name? When she's separated from Krishna, how many Krishnas does she see?
1,000.
What's he say in 36?
Because your minds are totally absorbed in me and free from all other engagement, you remember me always, and so you will never
very soon.
So you will very soon have me again in your presence.
Anusmaran Mam Nitya means always remembering me moment after moment. That's the way to see Krishna. We're always remembering Krishna moment after moment, we'll see Krishna. That's what this verse says. Were the gopis happy to receive this message, yes or no?
Yes.
Says in 38 they were happy. Verse 38 says the gopis were happy to receive. What's the message in Sanskrit called? Sandesh. It's not a Bengali sweet. You think it's, you know, a Bengali sweet. If you get one, you think it's a good message. What's that just mean? Message. Email. Then the gopis replied to Uddhava and showing their jealousy of the mature girls. Oh, it's nice that Krishna remembers us, but now he must be the pleasure that he once gave us, the pleasure that belongs to us, he must be giving to those city girls. I bet they're bewildering him with their affectionate, shy glances. Krishna is expert in all kinds of amorous love. He must be getting entangled by their enchanting words and gestures. O Saintly Uddhava, O Sadhu, Sadhu, let's go in to ever remember us when he's loved talking with those city girls. Does he ever mention us, village girls? How's everyone supposed to know? Whenever he takes a girl in the bedroom, he's not taking Uno with him, you know. Uno's his uncle. In front of your uncle, you don't, you know, do that kind of stuff, you know. Uno is a brother, son of the brother of Vasudeva. Uno is Krishna's cousin brother. Vasudeva's brother is the father of Uddhava. They're very close related. Sure, Krishna's not going to take Uno. Does Krishna remember the nights of Vrindavan Forest under the full moon where we enjoy together? Rasa dance. There was no Rasa dance in Mathura. Why?
No gopis. No Radharani.
No Radharani.
No forest. It's a city. No banks of the Yamuna. The city comes all the way down to the Yamuna. There's no sandy banks in Mathura. You ever been there?
Yes.
City goes all the way to the Yamuna. There's no banks to dance on. Okay. They go on speaking to whatever. The gopis know a lot. Actually, when they're in separation, all their spiritual knowledge comes out to save them. So that means when you're feeling pain, any kind of pain in this world, you should take shelter of spiritual knowledge to get relief. Gopis are a great pain of separation from Krishna. They took shelter of the spiritual knowledge they learned from Bhagari Muni and Ravasa Muni and Garga Muni as they came to their palaces time to time speaking Harikatha to their fathers. So they knew that Krishna was a Paramatma, they knew about the devatas, they even knew about Arjuna, they even knew about the future, that Krishna would fight Kurukshetra with Arjuna. It was all revealed to them by the sages. They always knew all this. So they knew about Pingo. Pingo was a prostitute in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam. So verse 47, this chapter, they refer to Pingo. We know that the greatest happiness is to renounce all desires. What causes unhappiness? Desire. I want this, I can't get it. I become frustrated, unhappy. You're whining, you're okay. You're happy. Pingala has declared this. Even though we know this, we can't give up our desire to attain Krishna. So Pingala's right, desire causes distress. But it's no happiness in renouncing desire to attain Krishna. So the gopis, no matter how much pain they suffer, they'll never give up the desire to attain Krishna. That's a lesson for us. It's not easy to attain Krishna. There's great struggle, great challenges, great obstacles, great tests come to every devotee forever until we attain Krishna. It's not just Haribo, Haribo, Mahaprasad. We We can't bear giving up talks about Krishna. Even though he takes no interest in Lakshmi, she never moves from his chest. So I heard all these lamentations and pitiful statements of the gopis. And Uddhava stayed several months dispelling the gopis' sorrow by talking Krishna Katha. Let's see here. This is verse 54. Of Mary Commentary. That is a long commentary. Look up 54. Okay. What's 54 say? What's the translation?
Buddha remained there for several months dispelling the gopis' sorrow for chanting, by chanting the topics of Lord Krishna's pastimes. Thus he brought joy to all the people of Gokula.
The Shri understood that Uddhava also destroyed the sorrow of Nanda Yashoda and for all the Gokula Vasis, because the presence of Uddhava was equal to the direct association of Krishna. What does the word Uddhava mean? You have read Sardanarshi very carefully. When it describes Uddhava, in the 46th chapter of the 10th canto, it describes what is the meaning of the word Uddhava. Uddhava means one who simply seeing creates a festival. Uddhava means a festival arises. Uddhava. And we say Utsav. So the Ava in the word Uddhava means Utsav, festival. Uddhava means to rise. Uddhava. So Uddhava means one who creates a festival arises as soon as you see him. So he's a pretty blissful guy. He's dressed exactly like Krishna. What color is his skin? So imagine if his father is a brother of your father, so he must look like Krishna. So he does. Lotus eyes, long hair. So gopis were fearing a festival to see Uddhava. All the Rishvasis were a festival, feeling they were directly in the presence of Krishna. It's like twin brothers. You see one, you see the other. So that's what Sri Aswami is bringing out. They felt the direct presence of Krishna. Okay, it's, take some water. Are you supposed to make sweets today?
Yes.
There. What time is it?
4.
Okay, turn to this chapter and verse. Verse 58. It's on. Guru stayed in Vrindavan for 3 months, 3 months or so, Acharya said, solacing the gopis. After 3 months, he left. He offered many prayers to the gopis. For verse 58, Sixty-three. The 6 verses, they're very important verses glorifying the Vrijavasis, especially the Vrajagopis. 1047 verses 58 through 63, which is 6 verses. So read those with the commentary. Verse 58. Eta prantana pitobo vikopavadvo. Govinda eva nikalatmani ruda bhava.
Govinda eva nikalatmani ruda
bhava. Vanchanti yadbhava vyomunyo vayamcha. Kim Brahma Janma Virananta Katara Sasya.
Kim Brahma Janma Virananta Katara
Sasya. Here's the translation.
among all persons on earth, these cowherd women alone have actually perfected their embodied lives, for they have achieved the perfection of unalloyed love for Lord Govinda. Their pure love is hankered after by those who fear material existence, by great sages, and by ourselves as well. For one who has tasted the narrations of the infinite Lord, what is the use of taking birth as a high-class Brahmana or even as Lord Brahma himself?
These are all verses glorifying the Gopis, because Krishna sent Uddhava to Vrindavan to understand what is the highest level of love of God, what is the highest expression of Krishna praying, and that is found in the Gopis of Vrindavan. So Uddhava knew everything, but he didn't know about Gopi praying. So after being there for so many months, he had some idea of Gopi praying. He offered these prayers to glorify these great possessors of Krishna praying, the Vrajagopis, especially Radharani. So these prayers, there's extensive commentaries by all the acharyas on each and every word of these verses. And he says, Govinda Nikalatmani Rudabhava. We learned there's two types of Mahabhava. What are the two categories? Ruda Adi, Adi Ruda. A-D-H-I, Ruda Adi Ruda. Then Adi Ruda has two divisions. Modan. Mohan and Madan. So these are very nice. There's, we won't read the commentaries. Let's see the verse. This is the same Chanda says Brahma Samhita, I think, right? Shemashri Ovanachirvati, yeah, same as Brahma Samhita. Chandas, what's that? Vasantilak. The chandas of these prayers, Brahma, Uddhava Stuti to the Gopi Stuti, the 10th canto, chapter 47, 58 through 63, is Vasantilak chandas, like Brahma Samhita. Shemashri Ovanachirvati, Krishna, Krishna, Paramatmani Ruda Bhava. So Karti, you could, you want to do a bright, you can chant these prayers every day for 30 days. Very nice way to absorb in the Gopis and get a little screamer also. Become blissful. So we chant the verse together, like Brahma Sweet, to go ahead everywhere.
Krishna kvachaisa paramatma nirudha bhava nandishvaro vajachato vishofi saksha shreyasthano kyagaraja yukumayukta.
Translation.
How amazing it is that these simple women who wander about the forest seemingly spoiled by improper behavior have achieved the perfection of unalloyed love for Krishna, the Supreme Soul. Still, it is true that the Supreme Lord himself awards his blessings even to the ignorant worshipper, just as the best medicine works even when taken by a person ignorant of its ingredients.
Okay, 660.
Nayam. श्रियोऽङ्गयुनितान्तरते प्रसाद स्वर्योषितां नलिनगन्धरुचाम्बुदोन्या रासोत्सवेऽस्य भुजदण्डगृहीतकण्ठा लब्धाशिषां यौदगादरचवल्लभीनाम्. When Lord Sri Krishna was dancing with the gopis in the Rasalila, the gopis were embraced by the arms of the Lord. This transcendental favor was never bestowed upon the goddess of fortune or other consorts in the spiritual world. Indeed, never was such a thing even imagined by the most beautiful girls in the heavenly planets, whose bodily luster and aroma resemble the lotus flower. And what to speak of worldly women who are very beautiful according to material estimation.
This next verse is very, very important. 61. Everyone should memorize this verse. Follow.
वृंदावने किमपि गुल्मलतौषधीनां यादुस्त्यजं स्वजनमार्यपदं च हित्वा बेजुर्मुकुंद पदवी श्रुतिभिर्विकृत्याम्.
Every Gaudiya Vaishnava worships Govardhan. And to worship Govardhan properly, you have to have Gunjamala. Gunjamala represents the lotus seat of Radharani. Without the Gunjamala, Giriraj isn't happy. So Gunjamala represents the lotus seat of Radharani as she wraps around the Gunjamala. So, what's the translation?
The gopis of Vrindavan have given up the association of their husbands, sons, and other family members who are very difficult to give up. And they have forsaken the path of chastity to take shelter of the lotus feet of Mukunda, which one should search for by Vedic knowledge. Oh, let me be fortunate enough to be one of the bushes, creepers, or herbs in Vrindavan, because the gopis trample them and bless them with the dust of their lotus feet.
Let's see what the Gita Press translation is. Oh, let me be incarnated as any one of the shrubs, creepers, or herbs in the woodlands of Vrindavan, catching the dust of the feet of these blessed ladies who successfully trod the path of devotion leading to Krishna, the path which is still to be strenuously sought for even by the Upanishad, neglecting their own people as well as the path trodden by the virtuous, both of which are difficult to abandon for chaste women. That is interesting. Okay, that's a very important verse. Many meanings, many usages and applications for this verse. It's a great inspiration to be detached and attached to Krishna. The dust of the feet of gopis. So what is Uddhava praying? No, what is he saying here? What is Uddhava saying here? I'm asking questions.
I want the dust of lotus
feet.
Let me become a lata or gulma ausadi so that he can get the dust of gopis.
Next verse isn't so important, not so much popular, but read it together. It's half Aishwarya, half Madhurya.
The goddess of fortune herself, along with Lord Brahma and all other demigods who are masters of yogic perfection, can worship the lotus feet of Krishna only within her mind.
Aishwarya.
But during the rasa dance, Lord Krishna placed his lotus feet upon these gopis' breasts.
Aishwarya.
And by embracing those feet, the gopis gave up all desires.
Distress. Yeah, you have desires, they don't.
Sorry. Distress.
Superimposition. Okay, this last verse 63 is the last of prayers of Uddhava. This is a very important, easy verse to memorize. It's like Bhagavad Gita. Okay, everybody together. Vande.
गन्धर्वजस्त्रीणां पादरेणुमभीक्ष्णशा यासां हरिकतो गीतं पुनादि भुवनत्रयम्.
Together, everyone. I didn't hear you. Okay, go follow. Vande Chaturvajasthrinam
Padarenum Mahishnasa Yasam Harikato Gitam Punadi Bhuvanatrayam.
Translation.
I repeatedly offer my respects to the dust from the feet of the women of Nanda Maharaja's cowherd village. When these gopis loudly chant the glories of Sri Krishna, the vibration purifies the three worlds.
Wow, amazing verse. It says, translation, is praying for the dust of the feet. Hey, not a bit, because of Yari. Whoever is praying for the dust of the feet are the gopis. I have a commentary here, Sarah. That it's not all the gopis, but it was praying specifically for the dust of one particular gopi. Or it's praying for the dust, the first line of 63, Vande Nanda Braja Srinam. Srinam means women, Nanda Braj is the name of Vrindavan. He wants the Padarena Vikshasa. He wants to be bathed by the dust of feet of one gopi. What gopi? Jai Jai Shri Rani. Okay. And another one, he wants to hear the pastime of Radha Krishna gopis. Hari Kato Gitam. If you hear the pastimes of Krishna from the mouth of a gopi, what will happen? What does that mean?
The word punya,
punati or punya means purifying, means beautiful also, means satisfying. So a gopi speaks Hari Katha, it's very purifying, it's very satisfying, it's very beautiful. Like Chitralekaji, Jaiki Shoriji. They're beautiful Vaishnavis, and they speak Hari Katha. Chitralekaji, Jaiki Shoriji, there's many ladies in India. I particularly like these two. They're very cute. There's a B.K. Shivani, she's a Gyani. B.K. means Brahma Kumari. What?
No,
Brahma Kumari. She's Brahma Kumari. They're all called B.K.
Yeah.
It's like we're called ISKCON, because of Bihari Das. IITian. I went to IIT, they call I'm an IITian. What the hell? So VK, she's also a very good speaker, but she's more Gyan in psychology, and human relations. Very good speaker, but Bhakti a little dry. But Chitralekaji, she has deck beads and tilak. She's nice. I think she's from Barcelona also. Is it right? Chitralekha, you never heard of her? Look up her bio on the phone.
I saw
one of her
videos, she's 9 years old, speaking Bhagavatam. 9 years old.
Yeah, she's Vrishvasi, I think she's from Barsana. She was trained in Bhagavatam by Ramesh Baba. I think.
Muralika Didi.
Oh, that's another one.
Yeah.
Muralika Didi.
Trained by Ramesh
Baba. Asri Vrishvasi. We have a risky model also. Singer wallet. Okay, that's it for the prayers of Uddhava. The prayers of Uddhava are all glorifying the Gopis in the 10th canto, chapter 47, verse 58 through 63. They're very important verses. You should try to memorize these verses, especially 63 and 61. 61 and 63. These three verses are very important for Brajabhasa. Vande Nanda Brajasina. Father Raina Vixasa. Yasam Harikatogitam Punati Punatram. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. So, the next week, Mahishi Gita. Read the chapter ahead of time, chapter 90.
Gurudev, Punya also means bhakti. So, that's what Yoga Sambhad says.
Yeah, I forgot that, you're right. Punya means devotional service.
Yeah. So when gopis speak, they fill the whole 3 worlds with bhakti.
That's for sure. Bhakti, bhava, and frame.